In reviewing our conference topics, which two do you believe will best equip you to become a problem solver, particularly as someone who was once considered the source of the problems? Well, the two topics that interested me the most was communications and access while incarcerated, and the second topic was transitioning your program from prison to outside communities. And I'm going to try to wrap this up in one example for myself. The communications and access while incarcerated is extremely important because it allows us to confer and socialize with individuals that have resources, have the capabilities, and to provide us with different resources to assist us at perpetuating or introducing our nonprofits to society and getting us the assistance that we need. And that can be in reference to financial assistance, recruiting volunteers and developing a board of directors, the leadership development, budgeting and finances, and that's just to name a few that individuals outside, if we were able to communicate with them and was provided access, would be able to assist us in doing. And the second part in terms of transitioning your programs from prison to outside communities, specifically for the program that I just mentioned to you guys, the second part of our program was designed as, you know how they have the adage where they say from school to pipeline to prison? Well, we built on that and reversed it from prison to employment in terms of having beauty salons and barbershops do a, I would say like an honors program where they would be willing to assist and agree to accept former incarcerated individuals employment opportunities if they was able to leave from the institution with license. In that regards, we have that section in the whole, and it's part of the society pipeline from prison to employment program, whereby barbers and barbershop owners, companies throughout the state of California that believe in social and community equality, that's willing to partner with the RBVTP program in providing jobs, opportunities for former incarcerated individuals who will be certified and licensed by the NIC, which will in turn reduce crime recidivism, including redirecting taxpayer funding, allocating society's most precious asset, sweat equity, in a more effective and equitable way, through a tangible and direct source of employability, hands-on training, establishing occupational skills, thus employment, becoming a contribution to society. Barbers are so much more than their occupation. They are sounding boards, confidants, crazy counselors, friends, institutions of fellowship, and cornerstones of the communities. Barbers and beauty is essential. It's deeply rooted in the fabric of our lives and the staple of America's identity, which is figuratively an evergreen of all society, the gift that keeps on giving.